You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Boyan to score in a Stoke win is 5-1 from 19-5, and Jermaine Defoe to score in a Sunderland win is 4-1 from 3-1. Sunderland side here who come into this with just one defeat in their last five, and they take on a Stoke team who are marooned in mid-table and have actually managed to ship 12 goals in their last three Premier League games, which you certainly wouldn't have thought possible earlier on in the season, Derek. Do they look as much on their holidays as some of the other clubs that we've mentioned?
They do, and it's a surprise, really, because I didn't think under Mark Hughes any team would be allowed to do that. I can easily pass them over at 13-8, but I don't think 17-10 Sunderland's given any great value away either. I mean, they're not losing many at the moment, Sunderland, but they're not winning many either. The victory at Norwich was their only one in their last six, and it's not as if they've been playing well-beating teams in that spell. You know, Newcastle, West Brom and Norwich, they played against Southampton match two. A real trappy fixture. Sunderland, you know, have got it all to play for. We all know that. And they're playing the Stoke side who seem to have given up. So really, your money should be on Sunderland. But I don't think 17-10. This is a side in the bottom three, remember. 17-10 away from home. It's not giving anything away. I'm going to go for a draw, 9-4.
Okay, 9-4 the draw for Derek then. DK, what do you make of this one?
I thought, Derek, this was one of the toughest fixtures because instinctively you fancy Sunderland to go to Stoke, who have been appalling recently, and win, but they've been hammered in the betting. You're thinking maybe get 2-1 on Sunderland away at Stoke minimum. At this point in the season, minimum and a 13-8 to win this game. And that's short. Stoke they've been hit really hard by the loss of Jack Butland. You look at the way they performed with him at the helm, and subsequently Jacob Haugaard and Shea Given have been, they've had the role between them, and with Shea Given now injured, Haugaard has taken command. But the four games since Jack Butland's injury, they've conceded 14 goals. I think the defence is unsettled without Butland behind them, so they've suffered in that respect. I'll play a goal scorer here and just stick with Jermaine Defoe to get on the score sheet. Him and Fabio Barini are in really good form currently, and Defoe's enjoyed his best goal scoring season in the Premier League. We've had some success on the podcast backing Defoe recently, and he's got 13 goals, and this is actually his highest tally of away goals this season. He's got 10 away from home in the Premier League, so performing much better on the road than he is at the Stadium of Light. So Defoe to score in this game would be my bet. Sunderland are just a little bit too short for me at 13-8, even though I think they might win.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.